Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Right now, though, it's time to talk to one of our favorite guests. It is Brett Boone, who joins us each week here on Dukes and Bell. And, man, Brett, I know that we've had a lot of these conversations over the course of this summer that the Braves just can't catch a break. I mean, literally, it's just injury after injury. Is there some years you just got to – I'm not going to say throw up the white flag. We don't quit in this town. But you just got to say there's just too many breaks that are beating the boys in this case.
Well, yeah, it doesn't look good. You know, the start of the season with Strider and Acuna to Albies has been on and off. You got Riley down now, and then Lopez goes down. It's been a challenge. You know, Ozuna's picked up a lot of that slack, you know, with an MVP campaign of his own going on. But, yeah, it's been pretty tough sitting there. But, you know, they're a game out. And I look at the Braves this year, and they're kind of mirroring that Mariners team over in the American League, who are not, as of today, are not, I think they're 3.5 out of a playoff bid. And they've got the best pitching in I think baseball, statistically, you know, the starters and the relievers combined. Braves, same thing. I mean, best pitching in the National League, but with this recent news of Lopez, he had missed some time, but going down again and get put on the 15-day IL, probably looks like he's going to miss the remainder of the season. That's just another blow. But you still got Fried, Sale, Morton, top of that rotation, and anything can happen down the stretch. One game out. We've talked about it all year. All we need is a seat at the table. But that seat's getting a little tougher with Arizona and San Diego playing unbelievable since the All-Star break. Probably the best two records in the National League ahead of the Mets, who have grabbed that third spot. Atlanta's on the outside looking in, but it's just a game out right now.
Brett, excuse me, how do you galvanize a locker room and not get tight during a stretch like this where every game means so much?
I think you chalk it up to the run that the Braves have gone on, definitely since Snitker's taken over and the run they went on winning that division each and every year. The experience, the group of guys that have been in there, that have been there, done that, been in these situations before. And I think at this stage, with a little less than 3 weeks, I think it's 16, 17 games to go, these guys aren't panicking by any means. There's too much experience down there that have been in this situation, a lot of veteran guys. So they're not panicking at this point, but definitely they're looking at it going, wow. You know, because me, as an analyst sitting on the outside, I'm looking at Atlanta, and yeah, they've had a lot of injuries, and it hasn't been a great year for them. You know, if you want to chalk it up to being unlucky, yeah, they've been a little bit unlucky with the guys that they've missed significant amounts of time. But I always thought, well, but they're so talented, they're so good, they still pitch so good, they pitch at the top of that National League. Never was there a question in my mind they were going to be a playoff team. Now, all of a sudden, Mets kind of come out of nowhere. You know, nobody right. gave the Mets a chance first half of the season. And you got to give them credit. They're playing really well. So I didn't think they'd be at this stage of the season on the outside looking in, but they are right now. But it's far from over, and anything can happen in the next week. It's not like they're 3-4 games out behind two or three other right. wild card teams. They're their sole team, and it's going to come down to it's either going to be them or the Mets in that third wild card spot.
And it's weird. We're in that awkward position, Brett. We talked about earlier. We're hoping the Phillies maybe beat up the Mets for us. They got 7 games head-to-head. It's a Brett Boone, guys. He's our Odyssey MLB Insider. Insider calls presented by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger's got the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Brett's also the host of a really cool podcast, the Brett Boone Podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports. So check it out. So speaking of the Phillies, you think they can beat the Dodgers? I mean, the Dodgers, speaking of pitching, Dodgers have had all sorts of issues with pitching, but of course they can always buy their way out of it. But man, Shohei is just doing insane stuff right now.
Right. That Philly team, from the get-go, I thought they were the best team in baseball. And they fell on some hard times. They went through a tough stretch. They've got it back kicking in gear again. I think they're back with the best record in baseball. The Dodgers, it just seems like they've got talent for days. I mean, they've had They've had so many injuries in L.A., but they're so deep. They're the deepest franchise, I think, in all of baseball right now. Glasnow had two stints on the IL. He's the guy. He's the number one. He's their horse. Yamamoto, the big free agent offseason signing, went down for a couple months. He's back. His first start back, it was very encouraging the way he pitched. So you have Yamamoto back. Bueller hasn't been the Bueller we're used to. Kershaw, as everybody knows, has gone down again. And then you've got a Miller kid who you know, he's got a 7-plus ERA, but Stone's done a really good job. But Stone, once again, is on the IL. They picked up Flaherty. So it seems like from a depth perception, the Dodgers are the one franchise that can really weather the storm when it comes to injuries. Betts has missed a lot of time, but you've got Ohtani, Freeman, and Teoscar Hernandez. You got Max Muncy back that's capable of hitting 30 every year. So they're just so deep in that Dodger organization that they can weather the storm that a lot of other franchises can't. That being said, head-to-head matchup, the way it stands right now, I still like the Phillies over the Dodgers from lineup to starting rotation. If there's a weakness in that Philly arsenal, it's that bullpen. The second half, there's been some chinks in the armor that goes to that bullpen in Philadelphia.
Very quietly, Brett, the Milwaukee Brewers having a great year, 83 wins. They've been just hanging out, leading the Central from pillar to post. Do you give them a shot this year? Finally, they're one of those always. Yeah, go ahead.
I do. Milwaukee, they're one of those quiet teams. They're just quietly going about their business, similar to what Cleveland's done. Cleveland's just quietly been right there with the best team in baseball all year, and nobody's really given them that much credit in the National League. And this is, it's kind of a flattering thing that we sit here and we talk about the Phillies, we talk about the Atlanta Braves, because they've earned that right to be top of the league. We talk about the L.A. Dodgers. You talk about the Yankees, the Houston Astros, that young Baltimore team that's exciting. But teams like Milwaukee, they get overlooked. Teams like the Minnesota Twins in the American League, the Kansas City Royals, who've made an unbelievable run to position themselves for a postseason bid. Those guys kind of get caught in the headlines with the bigger markets. And I'll tell you what, they're the scariest teams because nobody's paying attention to them. Everybody's worried about the big guys, the known markets. And sometimes the Milwaukee Brewers of the world, all of a sudden you're sitting there in the NLCS or the ALCS, and teams like the Brewers and the Minnesota Twins are sitting there going, wait a minute, what about we never heard anything about these guys. Those are the guys you got to watch out for. So without a doubt, I give that Milwaukee. That's a really good team. They can pitch. They can hit. They have a lot of guys. You don't know their names necessarily, but come postseason, I think you're going to know their names. Kind of like in Arizona a year ago.
Right. Arizona came out of left field. I just don't know if we got the horses because we got backups for backups now on this. We're literally getting guys off the waiver wire like every day now as Brett Boone joins us. We're live at Falcons camp here on the WadeFord.com hotline. More pressure on Philly because they didn't come up and get it done last year against the Diamondbacks, or the Dodgers who, save for that one time in the COVID year, Brett, they don't bring home the bacon in October seemingly.
I think where the pressure lies is in L.A. just because of the star power. I mean, you got a Teoscar Hernandez in that starting lineup who's having an MVP caliber season. He's going to right at 100 RBIs, over 30 home runs. He's like the fifth best offensive player they have. When you got Ohtani at the top and a Mookie Betts and a Freddie Freeman, you've essentially got four MVPs in the lineup on a daily basis. And with the star power and the bullpen and all the money they've spent in that starting rotation from Glasnow to Yamamoto to Kershaw to Walker Bueller, I think the pressure lies because of the Dodgers and the money they've spent and only winning that one World Series, and it was in the 2020 year. For me, right, a World Series is a World Series. 2020 was the same for everybody else, and the Dodgers won. So I don't put an asterisk next to it. They won the World Series. They were the best team that year. But I think, as far as pressure, I think the pressure is going to and always will be in this current environment with the way they're conducting business in L.A. The pressure is going to be on L.A. But Philly on the East Coast, they've got its own kind of pressure. You want to talk pressure, it's always going to be Yankees on the East Coast, and it's always going to be West Coast Dodgers. That's the way it is. But if I'm playing for those franchises, I welcome that pressure. Atlanta Braves have a lot of pressure. They've kind of carved out a niche where, hey, we're the best team around for the last 6-7 years. So that's a good pressure, though. As a player, you're proud to put on that uniform where people have that high of expectation for you.
Talking about pressure, Brett, as we're talking to Brett Boone, Odyssey MLB insider. Baltimore Orioles, have they shown enough to you this season that they're ready to make a World Series run, or will the pressure be too much?
I don't know. You know, the Baltimore Orioles a year ago won 100 games out of nowhere, and I was aware of the young talent they had. You know, all the headlines were Gunnar Henderson, were an Adley Rutschman, and they're both great players. But I didn't realize how deep they were with young players, with the Couser. Santander just hit his 40th home run the other day. Up and down, the Jackson Holliday is kind of taking his lumps right now and learning the system, but he's going to be a great player. There's great players all over the field for that Baltimore Orioles team. Burns at the top of that rotation. For me, a year ago they won 100. That surprised me. I thought, oh, they're not ready to win a World Series a year ago. This year, more experienced, young, energetic. Now people don't take Baltimore for granted. They're gunning for them. They know how good they are. At the end of the day, when you mention all these teams that we've mentioned in the last 5 or 10 minutes, I don't see Baltimore being one of the best. Now, I could be dead wrong. There's so many teams with this current format. Sometimes I don't know where to turn. I look and I go, yeah, they could win. Yeah, they could win. They could win. But if you're kind of pinning me down a little bit, is Baltimore one of those elite two or three teams I think will get to the World Series? For me, not yet. I don't think the pitching's thorough enough with a lot of those pitching staffs out there that they're going to be competing with. For me, no.
And speaking of pressure, how's your brother handling it? They're a game and a half over Baltimore, and there's no bigger pressure cooker than the Big Apple.
Oh, that place is unbelievable. I mean, they expect them to win 120 games every year. I think Aaron's done a great job in New York. He knows what it is. You know, when you sign on the dotted line to be the skipper of the Yankees, it comes with a price. And when you don't win, you're going to hear about it. If you don't win a series, you're going to hear about it. So he handles it well. He knows. A lot of it is just that. It's sports talk radio, and it's Twitter, and it's every fan mad because we all think it's 1940 and they're supposed to win the World Series every year. With the parity in today's game, that's not necessarily the case. There's a lot of other teams out there spending just as much as the Yankees. But I talk to him time to time. You know, I kind of leave him alone when I wait for him to call me. But he's weathering the storm, you know, at the top of that division, they've been at that, but he hears about it. You know, if they lose a game, even if they're atop the division and going to the postseason, you're going to hear about it in Yankee land. So, he's doing a great job. They're plotting along and looks like they're going to have a seat at the table for the postseason. I can just wish him the best, but we'll see. There's a lot of other teams that are very comparable to New York Yankees and are just as good.
Right. And you know the New York media. I mean, you know it is every day now with Aaron Judge.
You know it's been 15 days since you hit a home run.
Oh, yeah. Judge stinks. He's the worst player of all time. Next week, he hits 5 in a week. He's great.
Right.
That's the way it is. That's New York media.
I always thought that Billy Crystal docudrama 61 on Maris really kind of encapsulated what New York is like for a ball player.
Yeah, it really is. And, it's a place I always thought when it's the end of my career and, you know, before I finish, I'd love to play in New York. Not only did I love old Yankee Stadium as a hitter hitting there, but just being in that pressure cooker. I think as a player, you got to love it. You got to welcome it. You know, I'd love going out there and them just having such high expectations that when you don't play up to them, you hear about it. You hear about it usually in a classy way, you know, my recollections of Yankee Stadium. But you also, when you win, man, there's nothing like you get the key to that city for the rest of your life. So as a player, I'd want to be nowhere but the biggest pressure cooker.
Yeah, Judge only has 50 home runs this
51,
year.
51, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
only. Yeah, only. Right. It's the third time he's hit 50. It's 60. It was a year ago, you haven't hit one for a few games. So, hey, let's get going. It doesn't stop here.
Hey, Brett, always appreciate catching up. Hopefully, one last conversation we'll have, and the Braves are finding a way to eke in to the wild card, man. Have a great weekend.
I'm not counting them out. I still think in the end they're going to take over the Mets somehow. Where there's a will, there's a way, but we'll see. 16, 17 games to go.
Right on, man. All right, big guy. That's our guy, Brett Boone, guys. Our Odyssey MLB Insider. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger's got the right product.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Like for you, call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.